think I earned a graduate football award.
Jorge Chen's job is to make graduate students laugh and to motivate them. Even though he is a roboticist, he's best known for his newspaper and webcomics, Built Higher and Deeper, or PhD comics. Kiera Dotson, the president of the Graduate and Professional Student Council, is one of the organizers of this event.
I personally am a big fan, and then I know a lot of grad students who read his comics. Much of what he says is very true, in that we're doing all these things, we have all these things on our plate, but then when a new comic pops up, we're like, wait, we gotta stop and we gotta read this. And we can all very much relate to the comics. So I thought it would be a very good idea to bring him to the USF.
The webcomics are the therapy for Shantae Fuller, who is pursuing his second master's degree in medical health science.
He basically touched on a lot of things that most graduate students go through and think about, but they just don't have the way of expressing it. And he can express it in a very good way, so that's a gift that he has. I think his reading will become more popular now.
Kalina Burgess is a graduate student in psychology.
My full title is a cardiovascular social psychophysiologist.
Okay.
I love saying it. It just rolls off the tongue.
She says the PhD comics are a lifesaver for her.
It's one of those times when you're just dejected, alone. You've been in the lab for 12 hours, maybe more, and it's midnight and you need to know someone's still out there. So you check the comic website and see that there's people, there's things happening. I'm not alone. There is light on the other side.
Comics are popular among professors too. Dr. Patricia Zarate, director of the Engineering Management Program, bought a couple of comic books at the event.
I enjoy the comics. I think they really reflect what goes in graduate studies. And when I saw that it was related to PhD students and their experiences, I said, well, this is fun. And so I look forward to reading the story when I take the time to take the newspaper.
Larry Bush is a cartoon historian in the American Studies Department at University of South Florida. Comics have always been a part of his life.
And we can enjoy it at the same time. It's not the dry analysis that you get reading books, but, you know, the pictures, the humor, it keeps our attention. And that's what I love about it. So when I grew up, I started buying books when I'd see them on sale or whatever. I'd buy cartoon books. And around the time that the cartoon collection reached 100, I started thinking, well, you know, I think I got something here that's a little unique.
Now his cartoon collection contains 2,000 books.
My hope is to give the whole collection to a library when I die. And my hope is that I'm giving them 5,000 books. I'm hoping that it's just a tremendous resource for somebody doing research.
Larry Bush says that cartoons illustrate cultural shifts within a society.
They do reflect the society as a whole. If you go back and you read cartoons, as I do, from the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, our culture was different then. And we can look at the cartoons and see what some of the differences are.
The editorial cartoons illustrate political situations in the history.
And sometimes we look back and we see how much, say, for instance, President Franklin Roosevelt, we revere him now. But we can go back and we can look at the editorial cartoons that were drawn during that time, and we can see that not everybody thought he was the greatest guy on earth. So we can learn a lot about the historical tensions by reading the cartoons.
Chem's comics entail his experiences as a graduate student in mechanical engineering at Stanford University, bringing humor into the lives of stressed-out academics. Again, Larry Bush.
Jorge mentioned very briefly in his speech, that there are very few cultural things having to do with graduate students. And his cartoon strip fills that niche extremely well, I might add. His stuff is really poignant and humorous at the same time.
Chem says he created PhD comics for fun and for procrastination.
It's okay to procrastinate because, if on the one hand, it's part of the creative process. You need that sort of downtime for your brain to come up and make connections that normally you wouldn't think about. But you also need it as a way to express your passion, to find out what it is that excites you and what you really want to do. It just seemed like it was a story that hadn't been told before in any other outlet, and so I felt that it was sort of interesting and new, and part of the what it's like to try to be a scientist, to try to be an engineer, to do research.
You can check out his work on his website at phdcomics.com. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News.